listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, everywhere at the same time, all-knowledgeable, full of grace and mercy, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. With Mother's Day approaching, my title for today is A Christian Mother. My text comes from Titus 2:4, which states that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Being a mother is a very important role that the Lord chooses to give to many women. A Christian mother is told to love her children. Titus 2:4 through 5 states that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. The instruction to older women and young women is intertwined because part of the role of a Christian older woman is to train the younger woman, to give instruction in wise behavior and good judgment. The topics comprising the teaching of the old women are very practical and focus on the domestic sphere. Working at home does not prohibit working outside the home, but it does indicate that Paul expects wives to carry the primary responsibility for the day-to-day care of their homes and children. Yet this is to be done while being submissive to their own husbands, supporting the husband's leadership role in the family. While other instructions could be included, the focus here is on older women helping younger women learn about being godly wives and mothers. The first mother in the Bible is, of course, Eve. Genesis 3:20 states, "And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living." In the biblical worldview, the mission of parents is to raise children to follow God. To that end, God designed the family as the primary unit by which children are cared for, loved, trained, and empowered. This requires both kindness and discipline. Being a Christian mother encompasses a great degree of tension. She must be kind but still uphold biblical expectations, and she must know when to let go of the children she nurtured. Christian mothers should be available for their children morning, noon, and night. Jesus expressed a motherly heartbreak in Luke 13:34 when he said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killeth the prophets and stoneth them that are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not." Part of a Christian mother's responsibility is equipping and training her children is to explain and embody the character and holiness of God. Deuteronomy 6:4 through 7 states, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." Christian mothers should teach the scriptures to their children. Proverbs 1:8-9 states, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace upon thy head, and chains about thy neck." As most Christian mothers can attest, it is difficult to balance the natural instinct to protect one's child from harm with the necessary necessity to equip the child for life as an adult. A mother is to train her children to live godly lives. She must help the child to develop skills and discover his or her strengths and spiritual gifts so they personally can contribute to God's kingdom. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." This proverb, founded on the covenant with Abraham, encourages parents to train, dedicate, or initiate their children in the way. That is the right moral orientation by pointing to the kinds of conduct that please or displease the Lord and to the normal outcome of each kind of conduct. The training will include love and instruction as well as the rod of discipline. Christian mothers are commanded in God's word to discipline their child, teaching the fear of the Lord, drawing the line consistently, lovingly, and firmly. Proverbs 13:24 states, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him." Physical discipline is a common theme in Proverbs. It is viewed as an important part of the correction and training of a child, to teach him to avoid bad behavior, to embrace what is right, and to build godly character. Equally important, physical discipline is an expression of love for a child, which the one who spares the rod hates his son. Taking into account all of the teaching of Proverbs, physical discipline of a child must never be severe and must always be exercised in love. Proverbs 19:18 states, "Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying." Proverbs 22:15 states, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." Proverbs 23:13-14 states, "Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell." Proverbs 29:15-17 states, "The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame." When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous shall see their fall. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yes, he shall give delight to thy soul. A Christian mother is commanded in God's word to nurture their child, providing an environment of constant verbal support, freedom to fail, acceptance, affection, and unconditional love. A Christian mother should give modeling with integrity by living what you say, being a model from which a child can learn by catching the essence of godly living. Deuteronomy 4:9 states, "Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons." Proverbs 10:9 states, "He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known." Proverbs 11:3 states, "The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness or turning away of transgressors shall destroy them." Psalm 37:18-37 states, "The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace." Another serious tension in Christian motherhood is that of being a life giver as well as a place of departure. Genesis 3:20 describes Eve, the first mother, as the mother of all living. In Genesis 17:16, God promised Abraham that his wife Sarah will become the mother of many nations and kings. Similarly, mothers need to remember that the purpose of mothering is to develop a strong, independent adult. Genesis 2:24 states, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Even if that adult child resides geographically close, she must allow him the freedom to live as an adult, taking his mother's wisdom into account, but still making his own decisions, even decisions she does not understand or agree with. The Bible never states that every woman should be a mother. However, it does say that those whom the Lord blesses to be mothers should take the responsibility seriously. Mothers have a unique and crucial role in the lives of their children. Motherhood is not a chore or unpleasant task. Just as a mother bears a child during pregnancy, and just as a mother feeds and cares for a child during infancy, so mothers also play an ongoing role in the lives of their children. Whether they are adolescents, teenagers, young adults, or even adults with children of their own. While the role of motherhood must change and develop, the love, care, nurture, and encouragement a mother gives should never cease. The home goods retailer Bed Bath & Beyond announced that it will close 150 stores and cut 20% of its labor force due to weak sales and high inventory supplies. Bed Bath & Beyond, Toys R Us, and Radio Shack all shut down for the same reason. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Even when Jesus was dying on the cross, he was concerned about his mother's care. Jesus died a painful death on the cross for our sins. So let us live in for him in appreciation for what he has done for us. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is focus. If you have ever flown in an airplane, you know that your perspective of the earth is far different from what it was when you were on the ground. This is the kind of perspective God wants to give us concerning our lives. As we focus on God, instead of ourselves and our circumstances, our perspectives change. By focus, we mean prioritizing your relationship with God by setting spiritual goals for yourself. Things like spending more time with God, studying the Word of God, praying, praising, and living according to the Word. Don't get bogged down in the circumstances of life. At the moment, we see only our immediate problems and burdens, but God sees the whole. He sees the present and the future. He wants to lift us above ourselves. He wants us to focus on everything in light of His plans. Psalms 138:8 says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerns me." Keep your heart, mind, and soul on God because He sees the whole picture and He knows what is best for you. You can trust Him because He loves you. Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of His glory. Yet, God loves you.